an interesting background when you go all into it.
Yes, indeed.
And then he got a better offer to go to Dodge City, Kansas. It was Bob Wright was the mayor of Dodge City at that time, and he had bought a lot of these cattle. Now, whether he had them imported over or got them from someone else, I don't know. But that was where I was born, in Dodge City, Kansas, right in the heyday of the tough western town. So.
Oh, my. You came down here when you were two, huh?
Oh, no, I was older than two when we came to...
How old were you?
I was about four when we came to Oklahoma. I can remember very well. I can remember very well being in that run, you know, from Kansas down. I don't know what part, what the town was, or near what town we came from Kansas, but anyway, they beat the horses. That's the thing that I can remember. They just whipped the horses so, and that was one thing I couldn't stand, and I went back in the back part of the wagon, got in the bed and covered up over my head. I was just scared to death because men were standing up in their buggies and wagons and beating their horses and screaming and yelling. Oh, it was terrible. I didn't know when we might all get killed in it. I couldn't stand the horses being punished. So.
And all the noise, huh?
The noise and the dust and everything else. So that was about the time my father decided he didn't have any place in that, and he pulled out. And we didn't have a bad time then, because they had taken up the land, see, then. We were out maybe 10, 12 miles from the border, and you couldn't stop. So I met you with the gun, move on, this is my claim. Mm-hmm. And we began to think we wouldn't find any place to ever stop and rest our horses and make a campfire and get us something to eat. We began to wish we had never got into it, I guess, the way my father and mother talked about it afterwards. Of course, I don't remember much about that part, but we finally came to a creek with clear running water in it, and of course that, in those days, you drank that water. If it was clear, it didn't make any difference. It wasn't really polluted because there'd been no one about it, you know, and it was, and we made a camp there. No one bothered us. We got our horses rested and fed, but, yeah, made it all right then. Then he turned and went back. He had been doing some contract work on building railroads at that time, so he turned and went back to where he had been working. And we were there, and then he came to, they were building this Rock Island road through here, north of El Reno. And then my next recollection that bothers me very much was living there amongst the Indians. We were at the Darlington Indian Agency. They had a school there for the Indians, and they had a Indian agent there in charge. And they let us camp there at Springs. Now that's right north, that's where the Concho Indian School is, if you know how that is, north of El Reno.
No, I have a general idea.
That Concho Indian School is a continuation, I guess, of the Darlington Indian School. And we were camped there for quite, well, maybe a year and a half. But in the meantime, he found out about this place down here at Mustang, where we homesteaded, so he came down there.
Was that land still open?
No. Some men had taken the place up. Does that bother?
Well, it'll be all right.
Background noise and that. He doesn't need to do that. He's been over a week on mowing it, so he can wait another week before he gets it done. Anyway, these men took my father down to look at the place, and they wanted some money for it, more money than he felt like he wanted to put into the raw land, and he had a good shotgun, so they finally said to him, well, give us the shotgun and you can have it, because they were disgusted. They'd been there about a year or two, young fellas, and they were just plain